Okay, we'll say today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah on Nun Aleph on Aleph. Again, we are talking about Hatmana. We'll shift gears in the middle of today's daf to talk about other things in the fifth parak, animals going out and doing malacha, etc. But okay, we'll talk about that when we get there. And currently, we're talking about Hatmana. Again, the klal gadol that you have to remember by Hatmana is it's mutter to do Hatmana with something that is eino mosif hevel, something that will not increase the heat volume. I guess, temperature of the item, that's only mutter erev Shabbos, not mutter on Shabbos, and certainly if you're insulating with something that will increase the amount of heat in the item, so that is usur both on erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, because we're concerned that you may come to heat the item further, right, if you're concerned with trying to heat it up, so we're concerned that you may come to heat the item further. So diving into the Mishnah says like this, lo kiso mi bod yom. Let's say you did not end up covering something mi bod yom, right, you did not end up insulating this pot on Erev Shabbos with something that's not Mosif Hevel. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, as we've been pointing out, lo yichasenu mishatech shach. You're not allowed to do Hatmana on Shabbos once it gets dark. Kiso v'nizgale. Let's say you did Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, but then somehow it got uncovered. So mutter l'chasoso. You're allowed to recover it. The Mishnah teaches us that the recovering on Shabbos does not count as a new Hatmana, but you're going on the old Hatmana. You're just putting, I don't know, the towel back on, and that's totally fine. Memali is a keton venosin latachas akar otachas akeses. You're allowed to fill a keton as a bottle or a jug. Rashi says shel tzonein, of cold water, and you're allowed to put that underneath a pillow of some sort, Rashi says, in the summertime to make sure it stays cold. The Mishnah teaches that it's mutter to do hatmana for something that's cold. Right, hatmana is only usur for something that's hot, right, because we're concerned that you may come to heat it up. But if you're trying to keep cold in something, right, so that's not going to lead you to heat something up, obviously. So therefore, hatmana for a cold item is mutter. Okay, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mutter lahatmin is etzonein. Yeah, you're allowed to heat up. You're allowed to do hatmana. You're allowed to insulate something that is cold. Amar Rav Yosef, my kamash malan. What is he teaching me? Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah that we quoted 2 seconds ago. Memali adam kiton venosim takas akaro takas akeses. You're allowed to do hatmana on cold items. Samalei Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, no, Tuva Kamash Malan is teaching us a lot. The Imi Masnisin, if you would have learned the halacha from the Mishnah, Zavamina Hanimili Dabar She'in Darkula Hatmin. What's the Mishnah's case? The Mishnah's case is a bottle or a jug. You might have thought that only a bottle or a jug of water, which is not usually insulated much, often enough, so that's what it's mutter. She'in Darkula Hatmin. Aval Dabar Darkula Hatmin, but something that you usually do Hatmana on, like a pot of some sort, right? So maybe you might have thought that to insulate hatmana on a cold pot would be asur. So therefore, Kamash Malani comes to teach us that no, that in fact is mutter. All right, you're allowed to do hatmana on something that's cold, regardless of whether it's something that's usually insulated or not. We're not concerned that you're going to get confused and say, oh, just like I insulated the cold, I can also insulate the hot food. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. Amara. It should be red. Amara Huna, Amarebi. Aser Lahatman is a tzonein. We have a different opinion, right? In our Machlokes. Rebbe says you're not allowed to do Hatmana on something that's cold. Aye, Vatanya Rebbe Hater Lahatman is a tzonein. Aye, but didn't we have another Bryson that says that Rebbe said it's mutter to insulate cold items? So Lokasha, so no problem. What's the answer to the two prices? The seeming stira. Hamakame de lishme mi rabbi yishma rabbi yosi. Holobaser the mi lishme delishme. One brisa was said that it was aser before he heard this halacha from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, and one brisa was said after he heard the halacha from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Gihad Yosef Rabbi, because, and the Gemara tells that exact story, when Rabbi was sitting v'amar and he said, aser lahatman es etzonein, it's aser to do hatmana for cold items, because you might be concerned, right, that you may get confused and then you'll end up doing hatman on hot items. On the fun of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Abba Hiter Lahatman is its own name. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi, well, my father, Rabbi Yosi, said it was mutter to be matman, to do hatman on something cold. So Amar said, Rabbi therefore said, Kvar Hore Zaken, or Tam Chacham Zaken already paskind, and therefore I heed to his Shita, and that's what Rabbi put, in fact, in the Mishnah, that it is mutter to do hatman on a cold item. Amar of Papa, bo ure kama machad ben zed ze. check out how much Tamni Chachamim love each other. She'il Yossi Kayim, because if Rabbi Yossi had still been alive, have a kafa v'yoshev lefnei Rebbe. And he would have sat and would have been subordinate to Rebbe. Rebbe was a gadol ador. He would have sat and learned in front of him. Because Rabbi Yossi's son Rabbi Shmuel took Rabbi Yossi's place, and he, in fact, also did sit in front of Rebbe. Rashi says, "Mipnei kavod hanasius." Rebbe was the nasi, right? And he didn't paskin, even though perhaps he was bigger than them. Right, that's what Rashi says. We can cover and see us. Below, I am more of the fun of Alfal Pisha Gadol Haymenu. Could have been that Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was big, greater than Talmud Chacham than Rabbi. The Rabbi was a Nasi, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, and therefore he was the man in charge, as it were. And see how great it was that these Talmud Chachamim were subordinate to him. But what did Rabbi do? He was he bowed, quote unquote, to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Kamar Kvahora Zaken already said, if the Zaken already paskin, so I'm not going to argue on him. And in fact, you see in the Mishnah that Rebbe, he paskined and quoted the halakha like Rabbi Yossi as a stam Mishnah to show that that's exactly how he held. Okay. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ledaro Avde, Rav Nachman said to Daro his servant, right? There are a bunch of instances of servants in the Gemara. This is one of them. So, Atmin Li Sonein, V'aisi Li Maya, bring me the Achen Kafle Arama. What did he say? He said, bring me some water, heated up by an Aramean, an Arama, right? So someone from Aramea, I guess, meaning a guy. I'm getting confused here. Bring it. Atmin Lin Sonin. I just skipped a little bit. Do some atmana on some cold items, right? Something cold for me for Shabbos. V'aisi limaya da achin kaple kapela arama, and then bring me some water that was warmed up by an Aramean, by a guy. Meaning, what was he trying to do? He's trying to show that the halacha is that you can do atmana on cold items, and that bishul akum does not apply to water. And then shomer Rabbi Ami v'ikbid. Rabbi Ami heard about this and got upset. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, my time at Ikbid, so why did Rabbi Yosef get upset? Kirab Vase Avid, because Rav Nachman was doing like his Rabbanim. Chada Kirab v'chada Kishmuel. One like Rav, and one halacha like Shmuel. Kishmuel was not halacha like Shmuel. Last place, Adama Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel, Mutu Latmin is its own name. So now it's mutter to do atman on cold items. Kirav, what was the halacha he was doing like that? Rav, damar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak amar Rav, kol shu nechal, kamos shu chai, ein bo mishum bishulei nachrim. Anything that is eaten as is, chai, literally meaning raw, right, there is no such thing as bishul nachri. So water is drunk, I always get confused. You can drink water, as it is. So when a goy heats it up, so there's no, it doesn't count as bishul akum. And so therefore, so why did Rabbi Ami get upset at Rav Nachman, who said to his servants, go do my stuff, go take care of what I need? Meaning to, obviously he's not getting upset that he told his servant to do something, meaning he paskin those two halachos, seemingly like Rav and like Shmuel. So why did Rabbi Ami get upset? So some Rabbi Ami held Adam Chashuv Shiny. That no, Rabbi Nachman was an Adam Chashuv. So he should have held himself to like a higher Madrega. Meaning apparently it was a bit of a cooler. To warm up this hot food. Rashi says, Sharo, so Shumekel, Omi Umekel Yoser. So I'm not sure exactly which Shita is a cooler. And the stomach, I'm not sure, I think it's ready, the Bishul Akum thing, but the Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say which exactly, if it's both, if it's one of them. But okay, but basically he wanted to make sure that Mestami is talking about the Bishul Akum, because, on top it's, because Rebbe took back his Shita that it was usher to insulate cold foods. We don't really see anybody that argues on the Tzonin, on doing Hatmana on cold foods, so it must be on the Bishul Akum, I would imagine. Unless he held that Rabbi Yossi Shita was still legitimate, I don't know. Okay, fine. But either way, Lamaisa, Rabbi Ami wanted Rabbi Nachman to act. Hold himself to a higher standard. All right, Tana Rabbanan, learn to Lamaisa. Alfa Bish Amru In Tomlim Afilu B'Davar Sheinu Mosif Hevel Mishech Hashicha. Even though we said that you're not allowed to do Hatmana even if it's something she'enu mosif hevel, something that does not add heat, misha hashecha on Shabbos, right? What we've been saying, even though you're not allowed to do atzmana on Shabbos, in bala hosif mosif, you are allowed to add on, kind of hatmana. If you've done hatmana already, right? You want to put something else on top of the hatmana, right? You wrapped up mibod yom, you wrapped up a cholent pot in towels. I don't know, soup pot in towel. You wrapped up the soup pot in towels, and you want to put another towel on top. So that's mutter. Well, we'll see exactly how. Ketaduosa, how do you do that? So Rashi Gamliel Omer, no tell us a sedidin u'maniach es gluf karin. You're allowed to take off the cloth. You're allowed to put on a coat. I mean, you're allowed to replace the item you used for that mana. Oh, no tell us a gluf karin u'maniach es sedidin, or the other way around. Meaning you're allowed to replace the new item that you put instead of the item you used for atmana is not considered a new atmana, and that's mutter. V'chein hayin Rashi Gamliel Omer, lo asu ela oso mecham. Right, Rashi Gamliel said, it's only usher to insulate the food in that pot where you cooked it. Avopina lemecham lemecham, but if you poured it from one pot to the other, then it is mutter. That's not the same halacha, that's a different halacha, sorry. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is meiko in this area of hatmana, meaning you're allowed to, A, replace the item you used for hatmana, and you're also allowed. We see that Rav Shimon Gamliel is mekel in Hatman, and you are allowed to pour from one pot to the next, and then you are allowed to do Hatmana on Shabbos. Meaning, if you forgot to do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, you could pour the soup into another pot and then do Hatmana on that pot, for whatever reason. And if you thought that would kind of like help you out better, because clearly you've demonstrated that you're not interested in getting this soup any hotter, you just want to kind of, keep it hot. So the Gemara asks, and explains exactly what I just said. Hashta akuri kam makir la artuche kam mirtas la. Right. Certainly, if you're intentionally going to cool down the food by pouring it into another pot, right? That's one of the kalim we discussed by Bishol, that the second kli sheni is not able to heat something as much as a kli rishon. So once you pour something into kli sheni, it automatically starts cooling down. So clearly, he's not going to heat it up, and that's the concern for hatmana. If you do hatmana, we're concerned you're going to end up heating the food more. Well, if you poured it into a second kli sheni already, so then certainly you're not going to heat it any further. Okay. Vayter tamen v'kisa b'davar hanital b'shabbos. Oh, tamen b'davar she'eno nital b'shabbos. V'kisa b'davar hanital b'shabbos. Let's say you did hatmana and you covered the item with something that is not mukta. Or you did atmana with something that is muktzah, and you covered it with something that is not muktzah. Hareza no tul maksir. You can take the pot and bring it back. Meaning, we're not concerned about the muktzah stuff, right? As we said before about the wool shearings falling to the side. Rav Shimon Gamliel is mekel. We're not concerned that you may come to about moving the mekel the muktzah stuff. Good. Taman v'kisa v'davar she'eno nital b'shabbos, but if you did atmana and you covered it with something that's mukta, osha taman v'davar hanital b'shabbos, v'kisa v'davar she'eno nital b'shabbos, but if you did atmana with something that's not mukta, but you covered it with something that is mukta, so then you're a little stuck. Im haya magula miktaso no to the maxer. If you have a little area which you can get to the pot and take off the top, so then you can take it out and put it back. But if the whole thing is covered, vimlav, if that's not on options, then ain't no tol maxer. Then you're not allowed already to take it out because it's totally 100% uncovered by muktza. Therefore, you're stuck, and what are you going to do? Rav Yehuda Omer Naoris Shel Pishdan Daka. If you did hatmana with this kind of like fine flax, it's kind of very thin daka flax, daka is thin. Harei hu kezevel, that's like manure, and that is mosif hevel. Okay, and therefore that's no good. Manicha mecha magale mecha mukudera agale kedera. We already quoted this brisa a couple of blad ago. You are allowed to put a pot on top of a pot, or a kettle on top of a kettle. I guess that's the other way around. The mecha is a kettle, and the kedera is a pot. But okay, same thing. Avalo kedera agale mecha mumecha agale kedera. But you're not allowed to put. Now here it's important. Oh no, it's not avalo, but it should be changed into vi. You're also allowed to put, meaning, because that doesn't make any sense, right? You're also allowed to put, right, the whole thing on the side over there, vi kedera agabe mecham, umecham agabe kedera. Meaning you're allowed to put kalim on top of kalim. There is no such thing as atmana, bekalim. Okay? The tachas piyah b'batzeik, you're allowed to enclose the top of a kli with dough. Not in order to heat up the dough, right? Because that would be also, but it, meaning, or heat up the items. Meaning, if you're the items that we're talking about, the dough as well, I guess. But really, the items that we're talking about, the purpose, your intent, has to be not to heat them up, but just to kind of keep the heat inside. If your purpose is to heat it up. So then you're going to run into some problems because, you know, the intention and perhaps we're concerned that you may come to heat up the food. Okay. And just like you're not allowed to do hatmana for hot food, you're also not allowed to do hatmana for cold food. But Rebbe hit you la hatmana tzonein. But Rebbe allowed you to do hatmana on the tzonein. Okay, so you see in the Brisa actually, now that I mention it, that maybe there was a Midas Chasidus, that's maybe why Rabbi Ami was upset at Rabbi Nachman, that he did Hatmana, but something cold, because you do see that there's another Shita here that I forgot about. There is a Shita here that forbids doing Hatmana on cold items. Okay, either way, but Rabbi said it was Mutter, and that's how we pass him. Me'in Merazkin lo z'shelig v'lo z'borah v'shabes. You're not allowed to crush either snow or hail on Shabbos, right, so that the water comes out. So that the water comes out. That's Rashi writes that looks like nolad. You know, it's not really nolad, right? It's almost as if you're creating this water. It looks like nolad. Nolad is not a malacha, but okay. But you're allowed to put hail or snow or ice into a cup or into a bowl. There's no concern, right? There's no problem with putting ice into a drink on Shabbos, even though it melts on its own. But that's not, you know, that's not your own maisa. You're not actively crushing or melting that snow or ice or whatever that melts on its own, and therefore it's certainly mutter to put ice into a drink on Shabbos. Hadron alach, bameh tomlin. Very exciting. We finished the fourth parak. Now, on to the fifth parak, totally different topic. The Torah says that it's asur to do malacha on Shabbos, right, obviously. And it's also asur for animals to do malacha for us on Shabbos. There's a machlokas between the Rishonim in terms of whether that's a mitzvah los aseh or a mitzvah aseh. Like either it's a los aseh, right? It says in the Aser Sadibros, right, don't do any malacha, atahu bincha v'techa v'avdecha v'amasecha uvehem techa asherik yerbecha, or your animal. So that's some Rishonim say that that's the source, and therefore it's a los aseh. Some people say it's an aseh of tishbos, that you can't do malacha, or it's a mitzvah aseh to rest, and that also applies to your animals, because it says right afterwards, I forget already, it says like yom ha-shvi tishbos, something in terms of your animals, and maybe shorcha or something, your animals also have to rest, have a mitzvah to rest. So, long story short, animals cannot do malacha for you on Shabbos. So the most common malacha that an animal might do for you, right, without, obviously, you're not going to go out to the field and plow with a couple of ox, okay? That's obviously you're not going to do. But let's say the animal does hotzah. Hotzah is the most problematic because animals just kind of just run around. So it's usher to do hotzah with an animal. So that's a problem in terms of when the animal is wearing something. Right? Most animals, right, if you have a domesticated, you know, pet, a cat or dog. So, you know, cats don't wear anything generally. Dogs, sometimes you go out, you know, to walk them, they have a leash. Is that considered wearing something? So, you know, if you have bigger animals, so horses and cows and donkeys, etc., etc., so they also wear stuff. So what is considered mutter and what is considered not? And the klal is that if there's something that will kind of protect the animal, so that is mutter. That's not considered clothing, right? Just like we're allowed to go out wearing clothing, so an animal is also allowed to wear something that's for its benefit, or something that will allow you to control it. Like, you know, we'll see. We'll talk about reins for a horse, or maybe this probably includes collars for a dog, and that's daraisa. That would be hatsah. And there's also a din derabanan that an animal can't go out with anything on it that may come to fall off, and then you will end up carrying it. But that's already, okay, we'll get to that a little bit later. First, let's dive into the Mishnah. And that's exactly, this Mishnah talks about this exact topic. Bameh bamehema yotze su bameh ena yotze. What is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and what is it not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? So again, something that is considered, you know, I guess clothing or, you know, some sort of apparatus that allows you to kind of help control the animal is not usur. Something that may be considered work, right? Malacha, right? Obviously, you're not allowed to load a pack onto a donkey, but, you know, use that imagery that something that when the animal is quote-unquote working or carrying something for you that is not for its own benefit, so that will be usur. So the question is, what is that? How do you differentiate? So the Gemara says, Yotze Hagamal Ba'asper Vinaka. No, with an asper. A camel can go out with an asper. An asper is like reins or, you know, the stuff that goes around, let's say, a horse or a camel's face. So that allows you to kind of, I forget what the word is in English. I mean, reins is the ropes that you pull, you know, the horse from if you're sitting on it. But, you know, the face apparatus that goes around the face of the horse and the camel. So a camel's allowed to go out with his asper. Vinaka v'chotam. And a female camel is allowed to go out with a chotam. We'll talk about what that is. Lovdakim prumbaya. Lovdakim are a type of, we'll see, is a type of, also a type of donkey, I think. Is allowed to go out with a prumbaya. We'll talk about what that is. Sus bashir. A horse is allowed to go out with a collar, which is like the same as, you know, part of the whole around the neck, kind of leading the horse type of apparatus. V'chol bali hashir yotzin bashir. Anything that else needs like a collar is allowed to go out in the collar. V'nimshachin bashir can be pulled by the collar. U'mazin alehen v'tovlin bimkomam. And this is a little bit out there, but a little bit differently. You can also mazin alehen. You can also sprinkle. Let's say the collar of your animal became tame mix. So you're allowed to sprinkle the paraduma water on this collar while the animal is wearing it, and we're not concerned that you're going to end up wasting the paraduma water, which was usur, right? You have to get it on the collar itself. So you can sprinkle the collar with the paraduma water. We're not concerned you're going to get it on the animal. V'tov l'bin komam, and you can also do tvila if the collar needs to be tovled in a mikvah, if it's not tamei mace, but it's tamei something else. So you can dunk it in the mikvah with the animal. Obviously, you're not drowning the animal, but you can get it in a mikvah while the animal is still wearing it, and that's totally fine. Okay. Says Gemara, my naka b'chatam. What does that mean? What is that? A camel with a female camel with a chatam. So Amar Rav Bechana, naksa chiyurte b'zalma de parzola. It's a white female camel with a nose ring. A nose ring that's made out of iron. Okay. Fine. That's if you've come to Eretz Yisrael and ridden, you know, taken a ride on a camel, so you notice that they have these nose rings. So that is mutter. That's to help lead the animal. V'luvdakin beprumbia. What is that? I'm Rav Huna. Chamara luba de pagi de parzola. It's a donkey from Luva, from Luv, with an iron bit. A bit is also like a type of kind of like a thing that goes over the animal's head. And apparently these animals, they needed a little bit more restraining, so they made an iron one. Okay, an iron helmet, as it were. I guess not all, over all the face, but okay, anyway. Levi shodar zuzei lebei chozoi lemizban le chamra luva. Apparently these luva donkeys were really, really good. So he sent money to Beit Chozoi for people to buy a donkey from Luv, or Luva. I assume it's Luv. Yeah, sorry, that's Rashi says. Chamor habam in midinas luv. Okay, fine. Tsaru shadrule shari. So they sent back Levi's money, very amusing, with some barley. Lamemar, in other words, to say the nigire de chamra sari, to tell him that to buy a donkey here and give him saori and give him barley and then he'll be fine. Yeah, meaning because they didn't want to go. Rashi says they didn't want to go. Apparently it was a half year journey from Bavel to get these type of donkeys to Luv. From Bavel to Luv was like half a year. They said, nah, keep your money, buy a donkey here, feed it with barley, he'll be fine. Okay? Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlifin Lefnei Rabbi, they asked the question in front of Rabbi, Shalzu Bazu Mao. What about if you take one of these types of collars or I guess reins from one animal and you put it on another animal? Meaning, are you allowed to, we were very specific in the Mishnah. You said that a camel can go out with this reins, but a female camel can go out with the nose ring. So what about if you switched it? So So Rebbe said back to them, "Nakav asper lo tibarichah. Don't ask me about a female camel with regular, you know, reins, or I think it's called a halter, maybe? I forget. Anyway, kaven delo minter Rebbe, since that doesn't help, that will not help control a female camel. Apparently it was more rowdy than the regular camels. Ki tibarichah, because that's therefore not helpful, meaning it doesn't help control it, and therefore it's considered something that's not useful for the animal, and it's also heard about on Shabbos. What's the question? What about a regular camel with a nose ring? So Kevin the Sagi Leva Asper, since it's enough for him to wear these reins around his face, so maybe Masoihu, maybe the nose ring is difficult for him, it's a burden, it's hard for him to carry it. And therefore it's also for him to go on Shabbos, right? It's almost like it's exactly like a donkey carrying a load. Odoma, or maybe Nitirusa Yisirasa, more watching, meaning more shmira on the camel, right? It's much easier to control a camel, I guess, if you have a nose ring. So lo amrin and masuhu is not considered to be this type of burden that the camel is carrying around on Shabbos, and it's not usur. So amar l'fan of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, kach amar Abba, my father said, right? Rabbi Yossi said, arba behemos yotzes ba'asper, there are four animals that can go out with these reins over their face. And I'm sorry again if I'm using the wrong word, but you can imagine what I'm using and what I'm talking about, the stuff that goes over the horse's face. Hasus v'aperet v'agamal v'achamor. Right? Horse, donkey, camel, and donkey. I guess a parrot is probably a mule. But okay, all those four animals. Lemute mai, what does that exclude? Lav lemute gamal v'chotam. Apparently that tells me that a camel cannot go out with the nose ring. This Gemara says, lo lemute nakav asper. No, that's coming to exclude a female camel with these reins that we're talking about. Because again, as we said, that doesn't restrain her. It'll be... you know, that's totally useless, and therefore it is usur. Okay, this should go a little further. But Masnis and Tana, we learned in the Mishnah. I think it's actually Brisa. Lubdakin v'gamal yotzin ba'asper. These donkeys from Luv and the camels are allowed to go out with the reins. Kitanai, like we learned in Machlokes Tanaim, there is a Machlokes Tanaim about this. Ein chaya yotzis besugar. An animal is not allowed to go out with a rope. Right, assuming around his neck. Chanani Omer Yotze Besugar V'chol Davar HaMishtamer. It's allowed to go out with a rope, and anything that you can use to, you know, watch it, Mishtamer, to Shomer, to make sure you watch it. So Kumar says, V'mayaskinen, what's the case? Ilay Rebechai Gedola, if you're telling me that you're talking about a big animal, so Misagile Sugar, it doesn't help to put a rope around an ox. Right, obviously that doesn't make sense. El Rebechai Gitana must be talking about a small animal. So the Gemara says, one second, milo sagi la suga. Why a rope, you know, a collar is totally fine for any of these animals. What, a small, tiny animal? So ella love must be talking about chatul ikabanayu. The machlokes is a cat. Cats don't usually, doesn't usually run away, Rashi says. But, and therefore, a rope is machlokes. Whether the rope, you know, the collar around the neck will be enough. Tanakama savar kevin the sagale the misna ba'alma. Since Tanakama holds, since just a regular, you know, collar, meaning a rope is more intense than an actual collar, right? Since a regular collar is fine, so masuihu, so that's already considered a burden for the cat to wear this big thick rope type of collar, and then it's not motor for it to go out on Shabbos. The Chananya savar, the Chananya holds no. Kol nitrusi yisirasa lo amrina masuihu. Anytime you're gonna watch an animal with more, you know, something more powerful, right? You're going to up the level of shmira you have in the animal. That's not considered to be awesome. Amar Ravuna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya, and Halacha is like Chananya. A little further, Levi Breder Ravuna Bar Chiya, Rabba Bar Ravuna Kav de Borcha. So those are about Levi and Rabba were. I guess it's. Let's see. We're traveling on a road. Yeah, they're going on a journey. Kadmei chamra de Levi lechamra de Rabba Bar Avuna. Levi's donkey went ahead of Rabba Bar Avuna's donkey. And the halacha is that's not appropriate to go in front of your Rebbe. Right? I guess Rabba Bar Avuna was the Rav. And Cholish Daiti, the Rabba Bar Avuna, Levi could see that Rabba Bar Avuna was upset. So Amar, so Levi said to himself, Eimalei milsa ki hechi Amar Aleph, the Tosev Daite. I'm going to say something to him that will make sure that he's not upset. Right? That to tell him, Karashi says, Leo Dio Shalom is Kavanti, to show him that I didn't, wasn't intentional. I didn't really mean to do it. Just the donkey went ahead. So Malay, so let me say to him, Chamor Shasak of Raim Kigon Zeh. a donkey who is not so helpful, right? His actions are evil, quote-unquote. But it means he's an unruly donkey. So, like this one, i.e., wink, wink, right? I didn't go intentionally in front of you. So Mal Lates Prumbia B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to go out with him on Shabbos with a bit. Is that too much, right? Meaning that's already a step above the reins. A bit is a little bit more of a shmira. So Amalei said to him, "Hachi Amar Avucha Mishmei the Shmuel." So your father said the name of Shmuel. Halacha Kachananya. Halacha is a Kananya who says that even if you go up a level in terms of your restraint and kind of shmira on the animal, so that's still mutter. And so therefore, like he told him a vort from his father, which obviously Levi knew. So to signal to him that he understood that what Levi was trying to tell him, that you know it wasn't on purpose and everything was fine. Okay, shkoyach gadol, we'll go back there in the shehelah gashas tomorrow.